Helena Petrovna von Hahn, more popularly known as Madame Blavatsky, or HPB, came from a noble family in Ukraine. Her father, Peter von Hahn, was a descendant of German nobility, while her mother, Helena Andreevna Hahn, came from one of the oldest families of Russian nobility and was also a celebrated novelist. As a child, she would often have visions and displayed clairvoyance as well as other metaphysical phenomena. Years later, she traveled throughout Europe and the Middle East, studying under various teachers and Sufi saints. She met her teacher, an Indian yogi named Master Moria, in London, who later directed her to go to New York in the United States. Once there, she founded the Theosophical Society. In 1885, she started to write The Secret Doctrine, which was finally published 3 years later in 1888. The Secret Doctrine has been acknowledged by many as one of the most remarkable books in the world. It is considered to be the Bible of Theosophy, a source book of the esoteric tradition that outlines the fundamental tenets of the Secret Doctrine of the past ages. Published as two volumes during her lifetime, The Cosmogenesis and Anthropogenesis, The Secret Doctrine explains the origin and evolution of the universe and of humanity through an account of root races dating back millions of years. Although the writer of The Secret Doctrine, Madame Blavatsky often expressed that she was only the compiler of ancient wisdom that was passed on to her. The true authors of the work were her teachers, the Mahatmas, or great souls, who were the guardians of the secret wisdom of the ages. Today on Between Master and Disciples, we invite you to listen to excerpts of Madame Blavatsky's book, Gems from the East, a birthday book of precepts and axioms. April, the untouched soul, greater than all the worlds because the worlds by it subsist, smaller than subtleties of things minutest, last of ultimates, sits in the hollow heart of all that lives. Whoso hath laid aside desire and fear, his senses mastered, and his spirit still, sees in the quiet light of verity, eternal, safe, majestical, his soul. The Secret of Death, from the Katha Upanishad.
He who leaves the society of fools cleaves unto the wise. The self is hidden in all beings and does not shine forth, but it is seen by subtle seers through their sharp and subtle intellect. Patience leads to power, but eagerness in greed leads to loss. Three things make a poor man rich: courtesy, consideration for others, and the avoidance of suspicion.
When trust is gone, misfortune comes in. When confidence is dead, revenge is born. And when treachery appears, all blessings fly away. The world exists by cause. All things exist by cause. And beings are bound by cause, even as the rolling cartwheel by the pin of an axle tree. The living soul is not woman, nor man, nor neuter. Whatever body it takes, with that it is joined only. He who wishes to reach Buddhahood and aspires to the knowledge of the self-born must honor those who keep this doctrine.
As a spider moving upward by his thread gains free space, thus also he who undertakes moving upward by the known word Om gains independence. The wheel of sacrifice has love for its nave, action for its tire, and brotherhood for its spokes. Man consists of desires, and as is his desire, so is his will, and as is his will, so is his deed, and whatever deed he does, that he will reap. A stone becomes a plant a beast a man a spirit, and the spirit God.
There exists no spot on the earth, or in the sky, or in the sea, neither is there any in the mountains' clefts, where an evil deed does not bring trouble to the doer. Whoever, not being a sanctified person, pretends to be a saint, he is indeed the lowest of all men, the thief in all worlds, including that of Brahma. If a man consorting with me, Buddha, does not conform his life to my commandments, what benefit will 10,000 precepts be to him? He who smites will be smitten. He who shows rancor will find rancor. So from reviling cometh reviling, and to him who is angered comes anger.
He abused me, he reviled me, he beat me, he subdued me. He who keeps this in mind and who feels resentment will find no peace. Like a beautiful flower full of color but without scent are the fine but fruitless words of him who does not act accordingly. When your mind shall have crossed beyond the taint of delusion, then will you become indifferent to all that you have heard or will hear. The wise guard the home of nature's order. They assume excellent forms in secret.
If thou losest all and gettest wisdom by it, thy loss is thy gain. Empty thy mind of evil, but fill it with good. Great works need no great strength, but perseverance. Sleep is but birth into the land of memory, birth but a sleep in the oblivion of the past.
To forgive without forgetting is again to reproach the wrongdoer every time the act comes back to us. Every man contains within himself the potentiality of immortality, equilibrated by the power of choice. He who lives in one color of the rainbow is blind to the rest. Live in the light diffused through the entire arc, and you will know it all.
Every time the believer pronounces the word Om, he renews the allegiance to the divine potentiality enshrined within the soul. People talk of the devil. Every man has seen him. He is in every sinful heart. The higher self knows that highest home of Brahman, which contains all and shines so bright. The wise who without desiring happiness worship that self are not born again.
May. I'm weary of conjectures. This must end 'em. Thus am I doubly armed. My death and life, my bane and antidote, are both before me. This in a moment brings me to an end, but this informs me I shall never die. The soul, secured in her existence, smiles at the drawn dagger and defies its point. The stars shall fade away, the sun himself grow dim with age, and nature sink in years. But thou shalt flourish in immortal youth, unhurt amidst the war of elements, the wrecks of matter, and the crush of worlds. Addison.
The eternal spirit is everywhere. It stands encompassing the whole world. He who feeds the hungry before he has assuaged his own hunger prepares for himself eternal food. He who renounces that food for the sake of a weaker brother is a god. The altar on which the sacrifice is offered is man. The fuel is speech itself, the smoke, the breath, the light, the tongue, the coals, the eye, the sparks, the ear. One moment in eternity is as important as another moment, for eternity changeth not, neither is one part better than another part.
Better it would be that a man should eat a lump of flaming iron than that one should break his vows. Even a good man sees evil days as long as his good deeds have not ripened. But when they have ripened, then does the good man see happy days. By oneself the evil is done. By oneself one suffers. By oneself the evil is left undone. By oneself, one is purified. Purity and impurity belong to oneself. No one can purify another.
Self is the lord of self. Who else could be the lord? With self well subdued, a man finds a master such as few can find. If one man conquer in a battle, 1,000 times 1,000 men, and if another conquer himself, he is the greater of the two conquerors. Who is the great man? He who is strongest in patience, he who patiently endures injury and maintains a blameless life, he is a man indeed. If thou hast done evil deeds, or if thou wouldst do them, thou mayest arise and run where'er thou wilt, but thou canst not free thyself of thy suffering.
There is a road that leads to wealth. There is another road that leads to nirvana, the highest paradise. An evil deed does not turn on a sudden. It is like fire smoldering in the ashes, which burns the fool. An evil deed kills not instantly, as does a sword, but it follows the evildoer into his next and still next rebirth. The calumniator is like one who flings dirt at another when the wind is contrary. The dirt does but return on him who threw it.
The virtuous man cannot be hurt. The misery that his enemy would inflict comes back on himself. If a man understands the self, saying, "I am he," what could he wish or desire that he should pine after the body? That word which all the Vedas record, which all penances proclaim, which men desire when they live as religious disciples, that word I tell thee briefly, it is Om. As a person, having seen one in a dream, recognizes him afterwards, so does one who has achieved proper concentration of mind perceive the self.
It is better to do one's own duty, even though imperfectly, than to perform another's duty well. The wise who knows the self as bodiless within the bodies, as unchanging among changing things, as great and omnipresent, does never grieve. The path of virtue lies in the renunciation of arrogance and pride. He who wrongs another unjustly will regret it, though men may applaud him. But he who is wronged is safe from regret, though the world may blame him. There is more courage in facing the world with undisguised truth than in descending into a wild beast's den.
True clemency is in foregoing revenge when it is in one's power. True patience is in bearing up against disappointments. The happy man must prepare ere the evil day comes, and when it does, let the thought that every good and great man has been made to suffer at some time console him. Wealth in the hands of one who thinks not of helping mankind with it is sure to turn one day into dry leaves. Like as the night follows the day, so misfortune is the shadow of joy, karma or retribution bestowing her lots with both hands. We appreciate your magnanimous company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next right after noteworthy news. We wish you and your loved ones much joy and abundance every day.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.